Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Anniversary, baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
23 years ago, this week, I met a guy that became a very, in fact, today, 23 years ago today, I met a guy named Steve Martin, and he just became one of the great, one of the top 10 great members of our Brain Trust. And there are thousands of people in the Brain Trust, by the way. And he's been an abiding supporter of all the things that we do and all the things I do ever since. And I don't know what we'd do without you, Steve. Happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's been 23 great years with you, just learning and growing. It's marvelous.
We've had some fun, too, haven't we?
We certainly have, and trying to do some good here.
Exactly. And, Steve, folks, I just want you to know that I've never, ever asked Steve for anything, little or small, that he didn't step up and say, I'm here, I'll do it. And you just don't find people like that anymore. He's the real deal, and I encourage you to find him at profitpro.biz, right? No, I'm sorry, profitpro.us.
.us.
Profitpro.us. So I encourage you to check him out there. Also, score.org. He's one of the national leaders there over there. Hey, Steve, thanks again for everything and 23 great years. Let's get back into our discussion about these online scams. They're business opportunities. Can we really call them scams? I really want to think this is important to point out. If somebody takes your money and then ghosts on you, they just skate with your money. If somebody tells you they're going to deliver something to you and there's no critical mass in it at all, then that's a scam. But if somebody says, I'm going to help you become a business owner, and they give you the tools that only work if you know what you're doing, and they didn't ever ask you to prove that you knew what you were doing, it's not right, it's improper, it's unethical. But as you and I both know, unethical isn't illegal. What do you think?
That's exactly right, Jim. The folks have gotten caught by the Federal Trade Commission, and the rules are tightened up a bit, and it's one thing to be legal, and it's another thing to be ethical. And what I'm saying is that there are a lot of unethical practitioners out there that know they're selling something that has a very low probability of success for other people, but they're doing it in a legal manner. They're disclosing the fact that it's not a sure thing. They disclose the fact that if you don't do the work, if you right. don't produce a product and mm-hmm. you don't sell it, that it's not going to be successful. But quite often that's buried in the fine print. But everything else looks good because they sell it. They use the smoke and mirrors technique.
So what's the answer? Website. People who would subscribe to something like this and give that kind of money, they're obviously there's a level of desperation here. They want something badly enough to do this, to take this chance, this leap of faith. What's the solution? How do we counsel these people? I mean, shouldn't they say, okay, let me let somebody whose opinion I admire have them look at this. What do you think, Steve?
Well, that's part of it, but I don't think we're all driven by desperation. I think many of us are driven by hope, the American dream, the idea of becoming an independent business owner. And let's not denigrate that, because that's a strong motivator.
No, and I agree. But I agree. 100, you're exactly right. The desire to want something of your own, to be self-determined, that's huge, isn't it?
It is huge. Now, the key is we have to compartmentalize our hope, our dreams, or our desperation, and be a skeptical consumer, which means, Jim, that we have to do due diligence far beyond what we've ever had to do in the past.
Right. Especially when you're turning loose of money, more money than you can really afford to lose.
Absolutely, or even the time that you can afford to invest in it.
Right.
Because I see these programs, make money promoting yourself on the internet. Here's the way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's our program. We'll help you create content. We'll give you the guidelines. We'll give you the keywords. But you have to do the work. You have to do the creation. And, oh, by the way, it's only $2,000 a month to start. You can cancel at any time.
Wow.
But by the time you're 3 months in, people, you've got $6,000 invested and maybe some real time. Now the offer comes, well, we'll let you go forward for the next 3 months. Our next level of program development is X thousand. And people get hooked.
Yeah.
So before long, that introductory program has got you with a sunk cost that people don't want to walk away from.
So the bottom line is on this is, I mean, use some judgment on this. If they're offering you the ability to do something that's something you don't know how to do, you've never done before, you've never written a course, you're not an expert in any particular field necessarily enough to at least to demonstrate that you're an expert, then you know, it's probably not going to work, right? I mean, you got to be realistic about this.
Yeah, you have to dig into it a bit deeper and determine if you can even do it. And one of the biggest challenges is, even if you develop the most beautiful product in the world, if you don't know who your customers are and how to reach them, it's worthless.
That's right. You're at the end of a dead-end road, one way going the other way, in the dark, in a fog. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Steve Martin. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.